Shorcho Nirva. Yishno, I saw the way your Shor lived with another lived with a lady. She was Nirva. And therefore the locker is that this Shor cannot be bought for Korban. It's possible to be brought for a Korban. Valoy Shoisek, and the owner keeps quiet. The locher is Nemon. We believe this Eidecho, that the owner cannot bring it for Korban. Nageya, to kill the Shor, that we don't kill the Shor. To kill the Shor, you have to have two Eidim. With an Eidecho, we would not kill the Shor. To give Misa, you have to have two Eidim. However, just to be Nemon for Isurim, to say that this animal is possible for Korban, that we believe the Eidechot. And again, the Gemara brings a Raya, but Tana Tuna have a proof. It says, V'nishtab do boy Aveira, in a case where the animal did an Aveira. Or else, V'shehem nesav pi Eidechot. Or else, where it was killed through an Eidechot. Boy al pi bailam, or else, either an Eidechot saw the way the animal killed somebody, or else the bailam admitted that his animal killed somebody. Nemon, we believe him to say that the animal was possible for Korban. Now the question is, Hai Eidechot, Hai al pi Eidechot Hechidomi. Where's there a case al pi Eidechot? Iduko moida bailam, if the owner admits, Hainu al pi bailam, it said already, if the owner admits that the animal is possible for Korban. What's the case al pi Eidechot? Elolav v'shosek, isn't the case that he kept quiet? So you see, when an Eidechot says that your shore was Nirva, your shore lived with a lady, and therefore it's possible a korban, and if the owner is shosak, for this alone we believe the Eidechot, and therefore the shore is possible for a korban. All right, we'll stop here. And then the Gemara goes on to explain, Tzricha, why do we have to have all these three cases? All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Samach Vovom Aralef. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, they're bringing a proof that an Eidechot is Nemon. If the bailam is Shosa, keeps quiet, then we believe the Eidechot. So we had three cases so far to believe in Eidechot. Now the Gemara says, on the top of the top again, Shor Chaniva. The Eidechot says that I know that your Shor lived with Anisha. Va'aloi Shosek, and the owner keeps quiet. Salochur is Nemon, we believe the Eidechot to say that this shore is possible a korban. Even though usually such a shore is Chayiv Skilo, but for that you have to have two Eidim in order to kill the shore. Here, with an Eidechot, when Emily Surim Akoponim, that you're not allowed to use this animal for a korban. Vitana Tuna will bring a proof also, we learn like this. It says, Vishenev do Bayavera. Let's say your shore did an Avera. Like here, it was Nirva, lived with Anisha. Or else, Vishahemis Api Eidechot. Or else there's an Eidechot that says that saw the way your shore killed somebody. Oy al pi habaylam. Or else if the owner admits that his shore killed somebody. So locher is nemon, we believe them, in all cases to say that the shore is posel a korban. Now, hi al pi Eidechot hechidomi. Where is there a case that is nemon al pi Eidechot? Where is the Eidechot here saying that your shore was hamis? Either komoi the bailam, if the bailam admits and says yes, he speaks out clearly and says yes, hainu al pi habailam. That's the other case, that it says al pi habailam, if the bailam admits that his shor killed somebody. So where's the case al pi eidechot? Elolav the shosik. Isn't the case talking about the shosik that the owner kept quiet? So you see, when the eidechot says something and the owner keeps quiet, that's a lot we believe in. Now the Gemara says, l'tricha. We have to have all these last three cases, like Rashi says, Lashminan Bekulu di Shikosoi Hoidohi. We have to have the proof in all these three cases that Shtik is Koidor. Di Ashminan Hachkamais, if we don't hear the first case, by Achalti Chelev, I'll tell you over there, Ilav de Kimle Benashoi, di Oved Chulim Biazor, Lehevi Maisi. If it wasn't sure, if the person himself wasn't sure that he really ate Chelev, like he would not keep quiet, because he doesn't want to have to bring chulin liazara. Then what was the first case that an eidechot told you? An eidechot said, "Eidus, we know the way you ate chalef. True, you ate it b'shoigeg, but I'll call upon him, you have to bring a korban." Now the person keeps quiet. So why should we believe the person? Because for sure the person will not want to do an avera. Like on that said that he did not eat this chalef b'shoigeg, so he's not chayev a korban. If he brings a korban, it's called chulin liazara. So therefore we believe the eidechot. But the second case where the Eidechot just says that the Tyrus became Tomei, Meimur Amrinan, there, the owner, you know what he says to himself?
Hayadishosik, you know why I'm keeping quiet? Not because I admit that really the Adecha is telling the truth, but it doesn't bother me, because the Sovra, I say like this, Chozileh b'meh tumosai, it fits for me b'meh tumosai. When I'm Tommy, I could use it. So therefore, it doesn't bother me. V'yashminan hofer, here's this case over here, Mishum dekom afsedleh b'meh tiyatarosai. If we'd only hear but this, even the second case, I would say that I call upon him, he's losing out something. When the crane is tore, he can't eat this. That's Tommy now. So maybe there it bothers him, therefore Bishosek, we believe what he's saying. He's telling the truth. That's a proof that the Edech is really telling the truth. Avul Shorah Nirva. But when the Edecha tells a person, you should know, I saw the way you're sure, was Nirva, live with an Isha. So Meimor Oma, the owner says like this. Even though I don't know the truth, maybe he didn't, but why should I argue? Because I'll say, Kol ha-shivorim lav lagabi mizbeach kaimi. Not all my oxes are supposed to go to the mizbeach. In other words, I don't bring a korban from all my animals. So therefore, even without a doubt, I won't bring this one for a korban, I'll bring other ones. But maybe it's no proof the fact he kept quiet, they're telling the truth. So therefore, tzricha, therefore I need the chiddush in all these three cases, that when the Edechot says something, and the owner is Shosak, Abi is not Moicha, he doesn't argue against him, we believe the Edechot. Now the Gemara class, Iboy Lihu, I have a question like this. Ishtoi Zinso B'Edechot. Let's say an Edechot was there to tell the husband that I saw the way your wife, Hadznus, live with somebody else. And V'Shoisek, and the husband, when he hears about it, keeps quiet. So the question is his wife also to him or not? Like when Bezdin sees such an action, what would Bezdin say? Would Bezdin paskin now that she is also to her husband or not? Mahu. What's the locha? Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Nemon, yes, we believe the Edechod, and Bezdin gives a psakna to say, Yishno, your wife is also to you. We say that she adds no, she's a soiter. Rav Omer Rava says, Eino Nemon, no, we do not believe this Edechod. If the husband wants to, he can still live with his wife. His wife is not also to him. Why? Rava says, because Hevedova Sherberva. This is a case of an Erev over here. Like we said, whenever you want to asser a wife on a husband, that's called a Dover Sherberva, and the klal is V'yein Dover Sherberva Prochus Mishnayim. There's no nemanis to a Dover Sherberva less than two. You have to have two Edim. One Edechod means nothing. This is Rava Sfora. Oma Abaye, Abaye says no. Minoa Mino Lo, how do I know what I'm saying? The Rabbi says we believe the Edechad over here. The Yahu Samya, there was a blind man to have a Masada Masnisa Kame de Mashmuel. He used to set it with the brises in front of Mashmuel. He knew all the brises by heart, so he set the brises down in front of Mashmuel. Yomachod one day Nogle, it was late already, for a heavy cause he wasn't coming. So Shodash Licha Basrayu. So Mashmuel sent a shliach for the Samyuk to come to him. Adiyozah shliach b'hayurcha. So while the shliach, while the messenger was going on one road, osi iyul b'chada. The other person, the blind person, came on the other road. So he came in front of Mashmuel. Kiyosa shliach, later when the shliach returned and also came back, Oma, the shliach, the Edecha, now said like this, Ishtoi zinsa. He said, you should know, when I went to your house, I saw your wife as having znus with another man. So what's the halacha now? The question is he also to his wife or not? So osla kaima de Mashmuel, so the Samyu went and asked Mashmuel what he should do. Omalei, so Mashmuel told him like this, Imehemen lucho, if you believe this Edechod, zilavko, then go and give your wife a get, she's also to you. Viloi, if you do not believe this Edechod, loy tep, you don't have to get rid of your wife. So now the Gemara says like this, like Abai is bringing a proof. My love didn't Mashmuel mean to tell him, Imehemen olecho de lav gazlonahu. It just means to say that if you trust the Seidech, it means that you know he's not a gazlin. You have no reason not to believe him. So therefore, we believe him as an Edechod, and here's the proof, an Edechod is Neman. So there's a proof to Abaya, that if an Edechod says, Zin Sishtecha, and you're Shosot, you're not Machesh, you don't say against the Edechod, you have to believe the Edechod. But Rava says, no, from here there's no proof. Rava says, he might say like this, if you believe this Edechod like two Edim, then go give a get, then get rid of him. V'loi, loi tofik, But if you did not believe him, like to Edim, then the law would be like Tophet, you don't have to give your wife a get. In other words, an Edechod means nothing. You don't have to be Cheshish for the Edechod by Snus. The Yom Rabbi, Abaya says, Mino Aminu, lo, how do I know this Yisoid? The Tanya we learned. Maisa b'yavnei ha-melech. Again, Abaya still wants to bring a proof that we believe in Edechod. It was the case by Yarnei ha-melech. Sholach le-kuchloi sheb'midbar. He went into the city Kuchlo, which was in the Midbar. Rashi says, Shem Medina Shem Midbar. Ve'kibei Shom Shishim Kerochim. He captured there 60 cities. He captured there. Uve'chasarosa, when Yanei HaMelech was coming back, Hoyesomach Simcha Gedolah, he was very happy about what he just conquered. Ve'koru l'chol Chachmei Yisrael, and he called like all the Chachmei Yisrael to come in front of him. Omalem, he said, our fathers, B'shas, they were Oisik, starting to build the Beis Hamikdash. But Abaye Sheni Rashi says, when they came in Agoila, and they were very poor then, and they couldn't find work, so they used to eat only salty things. Is af onu necha maluchim zechle avaseinu. Let us also eat now salty things to remember the way it was, how hard it was then. But really what he was doing is giving shmach, is giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem saved us from all that bitterness. So what he did, Yanei Melech, was, Vehelu Meluchim al Shechonois Shel Zov, he put out salty foods on tables made out of gold, V'yochlu, and they all ate, they ate there. Now, Ho Yerushom Echad, there was one person, Ish Leit, a joker, Leiv Rav, he had a bad heart, a wicked man, Obliyal, he was a wicked man, the Elazar ben Poira Shmoy. His name was Elazar ben Poira. Vayomer Elazar ben Poira. So Elazar ben Poira said, Yanei HaMelech, Yanei HaMelech. Yanei HaMelech. He said, Yanei HaMelech, you should know, Libon Shaprusha Melecha. The hearts of the Jews are against you. The hearts of the Talmid Chachamim, they're against you. They don't like you. Because you wanted to cause trouble for the Jews. Uma Esa. So Yanni said, what should I do like to see if it's true or not? So Eliezer gave him an etzah, Hokim lehen batzitz, shevena necha. Put the tzitz between your eyes. So, because Yanni HaMelech now was acting like the Kohen Gadol, so he told him, put the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol used to wear it on, wear it the way it's supposed to, on top of your forehead. So Hokim lehen batzitz shevena enuf. So that's what Yanei HaMelech did. Yanei HaMelech put the tzitz on his forehead, between his two eyes. Ho Yisham Zakin Echad. There was one older man there, the Yehuda ben Gedida Shemai, and his name was Yehuda ben Gedida. That was his name. Vayoyme Yehuda ben Gedida Yanei HaMelech. So Yehuda ben Gedida said to Yanei HaMelech, Yanei HaMelech, Rav Lecho Kesa Malchus. Don't you have enough? The fact you're a king, you have the Keser of Malchus. Hanach Kesa Kuna Lazar Shalaron. Leave over the Keser of Kuna, this Indian to where it sits, of a Kohen Gadol, leave it over to kosher people that are real Kahanim, that come from Bnei Aaron. In other words, they meant to say that you, Yanei HaMelech, you're possible to be a Kohen. Shoyoyimim, because they said like this, Imoy Nishpis B'moydiyam, that your mother was captured between the Goyim, that even though Yanei HaMelech's father was a Kohen, but our koponim, they said, Ishmu was that his mother was captured by the Goyim, so therefore she has a locha like a Zayna. We have to be afraid the Goyim live with her. And if she's a Zayna, it's also for Kohen to marry her. And if a Kohen does marry her, so the locha is, the kid becomes a cholul. That's what they told him. There, be careful, your kid is that your apostle Akuna. So the Maisa was, V'yivukesh hadovah, so Chama went to test to find this out to see if it's true or not. In other words, the king got very angry at him, Rashi says. So therefore, they went to check it out to see if it's true or not. And they did not find that Yanei HaMelech's mother was captured by the Goyim. Therefore, he got very angry at all the Jews. Yanei HaMelech was very angry at them. The king got angry at them. He threw them away like. So now Eliezer ben Purir said to Yanei HaMelech, Yanei HaMelech, Head Yisheva Yisrael, even a normal person. Kachu dinoi, is that the way a normal person acts? But v'yata melech v'kohen gadol, kachu dincho, that you're the melech, you're the king, and you're the kohen gadol. How could you take it the way the Jews are making fun of you now? That they're telling you you're not fit to be a kohen. He was instigating Yanei HaMelech to do something bad back to the Jews. So Yanni asked him, Uma Esther, what should I do? So he answered, Imata Shemeel Yatzosti, if you want to listen to my Eitzah, you want to listen to me, Roimsums, go kill them all out. Russia's Horgum, kill them out. So Yanni Mela said back to him, Abba V'toyra Ma'atayolel, what's going to be with the Torah though? If I kill out all the Tamir Chachamim, what's going to be with the Torah? Who's going to learn the Torah? So this Rosh answered back and said, Hare kruchya umunachas pekeren zavis. What do you want with the Torah? It's wrapped around, it's in a corner, the Torah is there. V'chol ha'raitza lilmud yavav v'yilmud. Whoever would want to come and learn, could come and learn, don't worry about the Torah. The Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, miyad nizrukho boy, apikursus. That really a little apikursus went into Yanni HaMelech. In other words, he should have answered something back and he didn't. Why? To have a lemeima, because really, Yanni HaMelech should have answered back and said, Teinach Torah Shevekzav. That's good, the Torah Shevekzav is munachas, it's lying there. Whoever wants to come and learn the Torah Shevekzav. But Torah Shevapeh, my, what's going to be with the Torah Shevapeh though? What's going to be with that? That you can't stop saying it's munachas. To learn Torah Shevapeh, you have to have Tamir Chachamim. You have to have people learning, teaching the Torah. But I call upon him miyad right away, v'atoytze tzoroa al yidei Elazar ben Purira. It came out a bad degree upon the Jews because of this Russia Elazar ben Purira. V'yohorgu kol chachmei Yisrael. And they went and killed out most of all the chachmei Yisrael. Al yidei Elazar ben Yevohor yoylo mishtoymin. And the world was like empty. There was no Torah anymore. Ah, Chabo Shimon ben Shotach, the father Shimon ben Shotach steigt dois and came around. Ve'herzir es haTorah l'yeshno. He brought back the Torah to the way it was before. Aye, how come he was alive? So Rashi says, because he was in the Mishpacha. He was Achi Ishtoi Hoya V'yachbiyu. He was his wife's brother. He was Yanni HaMelech's wife's brother, so that's why they let him stay alive. Him, he still stayed alive. But I call upon everybody else was killed out. Now, Hechidom, now we're going back, what was the Maisa? How was it the case that they tried to check out to see if Yanni HaMelech's mother was captured between the Goyim, and they tried and they couldn't find out? What was the case talking about? Hechidom, Elaine, if you want to tell me, Devei Trei Amri Ishtaboy. Two Edim said that yes, his mother was captured by the Goyim. Uvei Trei Amri Lo Yishtaboy. And another two Edim came and said, no, his mother was not captured. So that's the question, like, my Samchis. Smur says, my Chosis, the Samchis Ani, Smech Ani. Who told us to believe these two Edim, believe the others two Edim? So both Rashi and Tais learned of Shand the Gemara is that the Maisa was mashma that since we couldn't find Edim, we said his mother was kosher. That his mother was a kosher, and therefore he's a kosher kain. The question is why we have trained two against two. Therefore, min asafik, we should say the mother was captured, and the mother was also, and therefore he is a cholol. So both Rashi and Tais ask the question, like why? If it's a safik, train, so leave the mother on a cheskas kashrus. So Rashi learns the pshat is that you only use a chazaka, when do we say leave the way she was, if she would be here in front of us, telling us, like saying over, she's kosher. But if she's not in front of us, we cannot use a chazaka if she's not in front of us. Tais learns, Zichum Shah, Tais learns here, but Tren Shrei, Havad Zasveikad Rabbonin, and here Taka, by Yuchsin, we're Taka Machmet to say that in Asofik, of course, she remains also, she loses a cheskas kashrus. That's the worst question. The case can't be talking about that it is two Edim against two, because then why do we say he was kosher? For sure we should have said he was like apostle. So therefore the Gemara says, Ela be Edechot, has to be an Edechot. So the Gemara says, V'taymo, why do we say then that the mother was kosher? The Komachash lay, Beitrei, only because there are two other people I saying against the Edechot. If there wouldn't have been somebody else saying against the Edechot, Mehemon, then we would leave the Edechot. So the question is why? So there's a proof to Abaye that Abaye says we do believe in Edechot. When nobody is going against, when nobody is being machish the Edechot, that's the luck we believe the Edechot. For Rav Omar, Rav says no. For Rav Al Yelom, Trey and Trey. Really we're talking about here also is the case it's Trey and Trey, there are two against two. And the case is, Ukti Yom Rav Acho, Bara Min Yumi. So Rav Acha bar Min Yumi says, "P'yedi hazoma." That we're talking about edi hazoma, a different case. So Ochinam here also b'yedi hazoma. The case was true. First, we had two edim saying that she was captured. But then another two Edom came and said that the first Edom was Inamim, who were Imanu Ha'isem. So therefore it's not a case of Trey against Trey, but rather here, that's the Chiddush of the Torah, we believe the second Edom. When the second Edom are coming and telling us that the first Edom was Inamim, that's the Halacha, we believe the first, second pair of Edom and the first pair of Apostle. Therefore, we left the mother with a cheskas kashrus. Therefore, we leave her alone. So therefore, over here, there's no proof whether an Eid Echor is believed or not. Here, there was a case of two Edim, and then Edim Zemimim. For Yiboyesem, one other terrors could be, could Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, the case was, the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Shivcha hechnisoy tachteho. That the pshat, they wanted it true, they wanted to capture Yanni HaMelech's mother, but they did not capture, instead they captured Shivcha. So therefore, the case was, later they found out, that like first two Edim said she was captured. Then another two Edim came and said, no, it wasn't she that was captured, but instead of her, they only took a Shivcha. That's why we came out to say that the mother was still kosher, that he was okay. Now the Gemara, so therefore, again, there's no proof. What's the loch of an Eid Echot? Gemara says now, Omar Rav. Rav is